unbelievable.
Howie Rose joins us, the voice of the Mets. Howie, you were referring to the double play on the bunt from Asdrubal Cabrera the other day against Baltimore.
I didn't think that was as bad an idea, meaning the bunt, as a lot of other people seem to, because Cabrera hasn't been hitting. He was just looking to do something. I don't think he was looking to sacrifice. I think he was looking to bunt for a base hit. But like everything else recently, it just didn't work out, and now we move on to the next one.
Well, I think we do this turning point contest every day for Mets tickets, and 2 days in a row, two losses to the worst team in baseball, Baltimore, where the Mets scored a grand total of one run. 2 days in a row, the turning point was Asdrubal Cabrera hitting into a double play. That's crazy.
It's been that kind of couple of weeks, hasn't it? And the problem there is that he was the guy who'd been basically carrying the team, especially with Cespedes out, and he's gone cold. So the shame of it is, or the disappointment of it is, really, that everybody's kind of gone cold at the same time. We always mention when a guy comes up, if he's in a slump, he's 1 for his last 12 or 0 for his last 15. That's all we're doing. 1 through 8 before you get to the pitcher. This guy's 0 for 10. This guy's 1 for 15. This guy's 3 for 20. It's got to end sometime, and tonight would be a good time to try to turn that around.
Yeah, Howie. So the Yankees, an amazing team this year. I was saying to Len, if you could get the Yankees hitters and the Mets pitchers, you'd have the perfect baseball team.
Yeah, we've been trying to combine teams like that forever. It'd be kind of fun. But what will be fun this weekend is that all of that stuff almost becomes peripheral and nearly irrelevant because of the intensity within the ballpark from both fan bases. You know, it's just a lot of fun. And can it turn a season around if you're the Mets? Well, I think the one thing it can do this weekend, even if they just take 2 out of 3, is just relax things a little bit. You know, everybody's playing in a very uptight manner, trying to do things themselves to ignite a team that's not doing anything offensively. And sometimes when you try to do that, you exacerbate the issues. So the first thing they've got to do is just relax and go out and play. And 1 or 2 wins this weekend probably can go a little ways towards accomplishing that.
We're on the air with Howie Rose, the voice of the Mets here on 710 WOR, does the games along with Josh Liu. And coverage of tonight's first game of the Subway Series here on 710 is at 6:05. And, you know, you mentioned winning one or winning 2 of 3. How about hitting one home run? Just one. I just want one.
Well, that's what everybody's been trying to do. That's the funny part about it. You know, we had the 14-inning game with the Cubs over the weekend. I don't know if you saw it. And it was hilarious because for about the last 5 innings of the game, foul balls were being hit into places at Citi Field where baseballs had never traveled before. Because everybody was just cranked up and trying to yank one out and go home and come back the next day because we had a day game after the night game. But, you know, I mean, heaven forbid somebody should drop down a bunt against the shift or do something creative or, you know, absolutely against the grain other than hit into the shift or try to hit home runs. But it's not just the Mets. That's what the Cubs were doing, and that's what baseball's become lately. And I hope that trend changes, really.
Hey, Len, you know, I don't know a lot about baseball, but I know quite a bit about Howie Rose, and this is what I know about Howie. Howie, I know what your favorite TV show is.
Well, kind of a loaded question because
I know it
about a couple. What, you're going to say Big Bang Theory?
No, I'm going to say The Honeymooners.
Is it on the air? Oh, that's one. Yeah, where'd you get that one?
I just heard that you love The Honeymooners.
Oh yeah, well, who from that generation doesn't? And that generation doesn't mean in real time back in the 50s. I mean, they've been showing that on reruns forever. I even, you know, it's funny, for whatever reason, women don't seem to appreciate the Three Stooges and the Honeymooners the way men do. I don't know why.
Bang, Alice, they don't want to get sent to the moon.
That's right.
Three Stooges,
well, I actually had Barbara laughing at a couple of Honeymooners episodes that we just happened to watch spontaneously one night a couple of years ago. So there's hope.
Well, sometimes I run into Joyce Randolph. She's still alive at Sardi's. I'll give her hello from you.
Yeah, Tom Cuddy was telling me about that. Yep. That she's got to be 90-something years old, right?
Wow. Yeah, she has lunch with a bunch of other 90-year-olds at Sardi's once a month.
Howie, we're out of time, but you know how I sum up this interview? I think you are
unbelievable.
There you go, pal.
Thanks, Howie.
Take it all a lot of ways. Thanks, guys.
Have a great broadcast.